This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And up until this week, South Australian tourism had been going quite strong, really, compared to other industries around the state. But unfortunately, six-day lockdown means everything comes to a grinding halt. I'm joined this morning by Chief Executive of the SA Tourism Commission, Rodney Harricks. How are you this morning, Rod?
Jordan, good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. Yes, today is definitely a different day.
So I guess up until this point, how had tourism in the state been going?
Look, we've been seeing regional tourism occupancy rates across the state of around 60%. You know, that is incredibly positive. You know, it was a really strong lead into, you know, our busy period over the summer. We'd also been seeing a lot of the vouchers that we put out, the Great State Vouchers, had really positive take up, and people were planning, and you know, so look, it was definitely solid, and I think you know the thing for me is that shows what the people of South Australia are prepared to do to get out and about and support regional tourism.
And just as far as, like, I guess 6 days of lockdown goes, what kind of financial impact will they have on tourism operators in the regions for the immediate future?
The direct impact is a little bit hard to gauge at this time. What we did is we went into the first round earlier this year of COVID. You know, we really had a good hard look at what that was going to do. What we saw is that the length of lockdown wasn't what was anticipated. Again, I think the key thing here is that, you know, this is about following SA Health advice. You know, let's get this thing right. Let's get it under control, because what we do know is that the people of South Australia, you know, will follow those guidances, but they are prepared to get out and about and support our state. And I think the key thing that was sort of put out yesterday is we need to get on top of this quickly so that, you know, we can get back to the new COVID normal of living our lives.
And up until, I guess, today, what was interstate travelling to SA looking like?
Look, interstate travel was coming back very strongly. Queensland you know, New South Wales, very, very strong. I was hearing from businesses right across the state the level of inquiry and also the bookings. And what I also heard is the scale of cancellation. Again, I think the important message that this six-day lockdown puts out is, you know, the health professionals are prepared to get in and get on top of this. And the people of South Australia, you know, will support that. We've seen that. And I think, you know, that's the really crucial thing here. Control it, manage it so that we can get on with the new COVID normal of living our lives.
And you did mention the tourism vouchers earlier, before lockdown was implemented. I guess, what was the spread of those vouchers being used looking like? Because I know like Clare Valley and York Peninsula probably had a fair bit of attention.
Jordan, you're absolutely right. The feedback we had was very, very strong. The regional vouchers were taken up literally within the first hour. And then the city vouchers as well sort of took out to an hour and a half. But we saw very wide take up, and the feedback we had from businesses was very strong. So I think, you know, again, what that has proven is that South Australians are prepared to get out there. They're prepared to get out and support regional South Australia. What I'd also say to you, Jordan, is that the level of hotel occupancy in our regions was actually far stronger than in our city. So what we were seeing was that South Australians were getting out and about in regional South Australia. They were exploring parts of our state they'd never been to. And so if there's a positive out of COVID is that, you know, South Australians and Australians have been exploring Australia like they've never seen before. They've been going to places they've not been to. And we've also seen that scale and volume of traffic through SouthAustralia.com. SouthAustralia.com is the platform that we use to inspire, motivate and assist, you know, visitors planning their trips. And the volume both interstate and within South Australia has been phenomenal.
And considering that we are coming into a very busy time of year normally, as far as tourism goes and travel goes, if, and I know we can't anticipate how long lockdown will go for or the impacts of this current outbreak, but would the government be prepared to, I guess, compensate businesses or patrons who may be financially impacted by not being able to follow through on their tourism bookings?
Look, I think the government announced in the budget a range of business support programs, you know, in terms of grants and that. And I guess the important thing that I would say to, you know, particularly to tourism businesses in the visitor economy sector is that we continue to listen and look at what we can do to support those businesses. And I think that's one thing that's been really crucial working through this very, very difficult time of, you know, off the back of bushfires into COVID, is that it's about listening and responding with, you know, with the right sort of platforms and activities. And we saw that. Like, I mean, we responded with, you know, booked them out after the bushfires, welcome back, you know, when we opened up to the regions on the 11th of May. And we've seen a really strong response to that. So there's support platforms, but also it's about listening to businesses to what are the things that we can do to help them to drive visitation to regional South Australia.
No worries. Well, Rod, thank you so much for your time again this morning.
Great to talk to you, and thank you for the support of your listeners.
That was Rodney Harricks, the Chief Executive with SA Tourism Commission on your Classic It's Breakfast.